1027, 1035 WICY, feel good favorites from the 80s and more. And here we go with Ask the Pros. I'm joined by Mark Wells. He's a financial advisor with Three Buckets Wealth Management. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. How are you? I do have my coffee here. I'm ready to go for another edition of Ask the Pros.
Coffee and conversation goes perfect, doesn't it? It's just, it's like a match.
I love that. We may have to add that to the name. I think that was really great.
No, this is my brand. You're not taking it from me today. Okay. We'll discuss negotiations a little bit later on, though. Right now, you know, we're going to talk about key options that people can take prior to the extended tax filing date. That's May 17th. It's coming up. The first option is IRA.
Yeah, yeah. So much like last year with the COVID virus, they pushed last year actually to July, which allowed people to do a few different things. And obviously, most years it's April 15th. But once again, people have a little more time to make contributions to their retirement accounts for the 2020 year. And so, as you mentioned, John, the first option that a lot of people are familiar with is they can contribute to a traditional IRA. So if you're under the age of 50 years old, you're able to put up to $6,000 in for the year. If you're over the age of 50 years old and still working, that's important. You have to be working in order to do this. You can put in up to $7,000 for the year 2020. And when people want to look at the traditional IRA is, maybe you've already had your account look at your taxes. Maybe you owe some money in for taxes. It's an opportunity to, again, to reduce your taxable income for the year 2020. And again, defer those taxes for later when you're retired.
Absolutely. I hear you on that. These are things we've been touching on in the past over the years. Has we been together for years now, Mark? Multiple years, which is crazy.
Multiple years. We were coming up on our second anniversary, John. I'm sure you have a great gift ready for me.
Well, okay. Well, let's slow down for a second. No, but it was just it was getting muddled in my head because of COVID. So that was just the past year. But yeah, it's been multiple years, and I just feel like, you know, even though this is something we've been delving into, it's very important to give clarity for people. So let's move to the Roth IRA, and for some, that can make more sense, Mark.
So with the Roth IRA, where this is going to make sense, especially if you've already filed your taxes for the year 2020, you still have the option to contribute to the Roth IRA. And what the Roth IRA is going to do is essentially put in after-tax dollars that you then invest, and when that money comes out later in retirement, it's going to be tax-free. So a place where you might want to look at this is if you filed your 2020 tax return and you ended up getting money back from the government, that's a good indication that you already paid too much in taxes, and therefore the Roth IRA is going to set you up in a situation where you can now put in after-tax dollars and, again, get that money out as tax-free income in the future.
Who are some people that should look to do a backdoor Roth IRA?
Yeah, it's funny. The backdoor IRA, it almost sounds like it's a glitch in the IRS system, but in fact, it's a thing that and this comes into play for high income earners. So if you're a single taxpayer filing jointly and you make over $124,000 a year, you're not able to directly contribute to a Roth IRA. And by the same token, if you're married and filing jointly and the two of you make above $196,000, you can't just put in the $6,000 or $7,000 into the Roth IRA. So you have to get a little creative with it. And essentially what the IRS tax code allows you to do if you're in that upper income level is you would say in this example contribute $6,000 to a traditional IRA and then immediately convert it to a Roth IRA. And the second thing I want to add to this, John, is anyone that has traditional IRAs or we talk about the different tax buckets, if you're overwhelmingly in that pre-tax bucket, you have the ability in any year to do a Roth conversion, and there's no cap on the dollar amount you can do. And I think what's a nice thing from the standpoint of working with a financial planner like us at Three Buckets is we can kind of figure out on an annual basis based on your income and various other situations what is the right amount to do. So backdoor Roth is a great option, and again, always looking towards that Roth conversion is, again, another way to set you up for tax-free income in the future.
Just trying to make sure here, any additional strategies people should look to for the rest of this year when contributing to their retirement accounts to better position themselves for tax filing next year?
Yeah, a couple big things. First off, what I think you want to look at is how did your 2020 tax return turn out? Did you get a bunch of money back? Did you owe money to the government when after you had your taxes done? If you're contributing to a 401k or a 403b or have already been doing IRAs, I think what you want to look at, especially if you got money back, is a lot of 401ks and 403bs allow you to adjust where you allocate your contribution. So you make maybe do half Roth, half traditional. But I think, again, working with an advisor, we can help you with how you should be contributing for the rest of 2021. So when you do file your taxes in 2022, we have you in a better situation from a tax standpoint.
Gotcha. Hey, Mark, how can people get a hold of Three Buckets for helping planning for their retirement?
So the best thing to do would be to give us a call. In fact, I'm here in Fort Covington today. We just had a walk-in just a little bit ago, which is always nice to see. But the best way is to give us a call at 518-464-4401. You can also visit us on Facebook at Three Buckets Wealth Management, and we try to get back to you very quickly there. And lastly, go to our website, threebucketswealth.com, and there's a link right there where you can request a consultation, and someone from our office will reach out to you to set something up.
Beautiful. Mark Wells with us from Three Buckets Wealth Management. Mark, we appreciate your time today, okay?
Thanks so much, John. You and the listeners have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. It is Ask the Pros on 102.7 and 103.5 WICY.